Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
We had our Christmas party over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Good times had by all. I'm grateful that we had our Christmas party before Christmas. Sometimes, because it's so busy and everywhere is booked,
that
you have your Christmas party in like mid-January.
I don't mind those.
Really?
Yeah, it's
really
something to look forward to after Christmas and New Year's.
I just feel like it's fake.
All this camaraderie between staff is fake.
Everyone's just living a lie. It's not really Christmas, everyone. It's not really Christmas. These presents are phony presents. It's phony. You already had your Christmas. Come on. But we had our Christmas party. And one thing we do at our Christmas party, first of all, it's not like a very... fancy affair, right? Like, we keep it cash.
Yeah.
Well,
there's like 25 of us total.
Exactly.
So it's small.
Some places they have like the big Christmas party, right? The big banquet room, the boss does a speech, everything like that. Not us. We do trivia, we do gift cards. That's basically it.
Yeah.
We do, however, do the cruisies.
Yes.
We do a fake award show, much like the show The Office, the Dundies.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we do. Stacey and I, we host the cruisies, we give away fake awards. Highly recommend you do this at your work.
It's fun.
If you have your office Christmas party coming up, you're emceeing it, you're organizing it, have a fake award show for your employees. It's awesome.
And it's so easy to come up with stuff because everyone's got something that sticks out.
Don't think of like actual awards though. Don't think of like best salesperson.
No.
No. Like dig deep. Like we gave Dave Music Morgan, what was it? Like the
Lifetime Achievement Award of No Belt.
Yeah, the No Belt Lifetime Achievement Award. Because this guy, he will tuck his shirt into his pants and never wear a belt. Huh? I haven't seen this guy wear a belt since I started here. And yet he's always tucking his shirt into his pants.
I know.
He wins the No Belt Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yep.
I won the, what was my award again?
Highest blood sugar.
Yes, the highest blood sugar in the morning, I think, specifically award.
I say all day.
Just all day. Okay.
It probably spikes in the morning and continues.
You won the Great Person Award.
Yeah.
You've won that 3 years in a row. We give each other awards, like Stacey gives me an award.
With his on the spot because
it's the Great Person Award.
You're just really good.
Stacey Cooper. But it's really fun. Again, the sillier the better if you're going to pull it off. And if you do, maybe send us your award show. Take a video or something like that. Send it to us. Email us, mornings@cruisefm.com. It's fun, but it's got to be silly. It can't be serious, actual awards. Oh, best dressed this year.
Boring.
No one cares. Who's going to get the drunkest at this party award? It goes to... That's what it's all about. The local sports teams in Saskatoon right now, en fuego, Stacey. So hot.
Wow.
So fetch right now, as Gretchen Wieners from Mean Girls would say. The Saskatchewan Rush. Huge win. Huge win. Defending champs come to town. 18-6. How do you like them apples, Colorado? Woo! Also, the Saskatoon Blades, they've won 7 of their last 8 games. Woo! Not bad. They've also won 4 in a row, and they're also going to be in the top 5 national rankings. Woo! So, yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot of woos to go around for the local squads. Just kind of reminded me of something. Make sure you get your coaches something for this holiday season. Like, if your kids are in sports or whatever, just get your coaches something. Because coaching is very underrated, I find. You look at the Rush. Last year, they started 3-9 with their original head coach. I forget his name. But they sucked under that head coach last year.
Right.
Jimmy Quinlan comes in. Boom. They win 5 of their last 6. They win their home opener, 18-6. A lot of the players saying it's because of the coach. You look at the Saskatoon Blades, who's the assistant coach this year, legend, Wacy Rabbit.
Right.
Wacy Rabbit was so good for the Blades back in the Bulldozer logo era.
Woo!
Yeah, the Bulldozer gets a woo.
Why not?
And then he's coaching these guys up, and they are just saying nothing but good things. It's a huge factor for the team. Just one little simple change, a coaching change, can lead to a huge difference. So if your kids play minor sports, they dance, whatever, make sure you get their teachers or coaches something for Christmas because...
Get them a mug.
No.
Everyone loves a good mug.
Why do you say this every Christmas? You know it bothers
me. It's so easy to get.
You know it bothers me, though. Everyone gets like 17 mugs for Christmas. And then you're like, what am I going to do with these mugs? You put them in a giant Tupperware. You put them in the storage room with the mugs you got last year.
Just in case.
No.
Stop you get a with bunch of mugs. Company, and they all want coffee at the same time. Hey, guys, I have a tote full of mugs.
You got to put stuff in the mug, though, right?
Yeah, gift
You're
card.
You're not a monster. Okay, come on. Something a little bit more personal than that. Some socks, maybe a toque. I don't know. Can't just
underwear?
Go.
Underwear? How much more personal do you want?
You can't go mug and gift card combo. That is the least personal gift of all time. Hey, thanks for volunteering a bunch of hours. Here's this
get
mug.
Some coffee.
Here's this mug that someone gifted to me that I am re-gifting to you.
Okay, there's an egg shortage possibility for us in Canada. And I was going to say, like, this is going to be an issue for breakfast restaurants. Look out, Denny's or Humpty's or anybody who serves breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you realize, Stacey?
I realized that eggs are in a lot more than just a scrambler or a farmer's special. So literally, all I was thinking of was breakfast restaurants. And I was like, wow, that's going to suck. Ooh, what are they going
to
do?
Let's just go back in time to like 4:45 this morning, Stacey. We're planning the show. And Stacey's just like, honestly, I don't feel like an egg shortage would impact me that much. Honestly, I think I'm good without eggs. And she said it so confidently. She's like, oh, eggs?
Who needs them?
First of all, shout out egg farmers. Shout out everywhere that gives us eggs.
Yes.
You're the real MVP.
Eggs are delicious.
We realized, wow, eggs are in a lot of stuff.
Well, and like clearly bakers, independent bakers, large scale bakers, mm-hmm. baking requires eggs a lot of time.
What about pasta, Stacey?
Pasta requires
eggs. Kind of like the ingredient in pasta, right?
Yeah.
You realize that, yeah, eggs on their own, boom, you can have them. But eggs are also like the MVP of the baking world of...
Yeah.
Are eggs the MVP of the food world?
No.
What?
No.
Are you serious?
MVP of the food world?
Yeah.
Water?
No, water's not a food. You're killing it when it comes to this egg topic, though.
So good.
Think about it.
Food world.
When it comes to versatility, how many things it's in, right?
Cheese?
Eggs gotta be. Cheese is up there, okay? I was thinking eggs, cheese,
milk.
But milk is not a food. It's a liquid. It's a beverage.
It's
right?
Comes from an animal.
Come on.
I don't know. We'll get into this. I feel like I need to know what is the MVP of the food
What is the MVP
world?
Of the food world? Is it eggs? Let us know. 938-0963. They're in everything. You don't put eggs in something, by the way, it's going to be a mess, right? Meatballs without eggs, there's going to be crumbling everywhere, right? Eggs just bind things together.
I do have to say, eggs are not necessary for meatballs.
Well, not necessary, but it's a nice touch, right? Again, it's
you
a nice
right.
binder. It's a nice binder. Eggs are versatile. They're good on their own. They're the MVP. Eggs might be the food MVP, Stacey. I'm just throwing them out there. Plus, their marketing campaign is always really good.
Yeah.
Those commercials.
Your pants are weird.
Eggs aren't weird. You're weird.
Yeah.
Those are good commercials. Those are so good. Ah!
I feel like I was late to the party because it is, what, December 5th. I set up the tree yesterday, which
yeah,
is, I don't know, I feel like everybody did it, like, not last weekend, but even the weekend before, so.
You're usually good by September.
No, I'm not that early, but regardless, we have to go all the way to our storage unit to retrieve the tree as well.
Heavens to Betsy, no.
Well, it's not just like,
not the storage unit.
Run downstairs, grab the tree. So it's a task, right? So
sure.
Anyway, got the tree, unboxing it and looking at how crappy it is. And then I put it up. It's a 3-section one. It's pre-lit.
Uh-huh.
Nothing fancy. Honestly, it's very, very crappy. And wouldn't you know, plug it in, 1 out of 4 strands of light's working.
I may as well just throw it out at that point.
Oh, it's going in the garbage. Trust me. January 1st, that thing is in the garbage.
She gone.
Because that's the thing. I plugged it in and I know that I had all of the sections connected properly because they had color-coded plugs. Everything was good.
So that means that one light's loosey-goosey or...
Well, I think with lights now, a lot of them will still work if one's burnt out. And so I went around and I did some fidgeting and then I just sat down and I was like, I need a minute. Because just the frustration mm-hmm. level of something like that happening. And of course, Fiona was like, Mom, let's decorate the tree.
Exactly, right.
And you know what I did start doing? I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll decorate it. And then I was like, wait a minute. I need, like, what are we doing for lights? And so then I had to rip to the store, grab some lights, mm-hmm. just do the old-fashioned way of lighting the tree yourself. Like our ancestors.
I don't know if you're looking for pity in this story, but you are not going to find it over here.
It's not necessarily. I don't mind putting lights on a tree. It took me like 5 minutes. It was just the pain of having to like go buy lights, come back, put them on the tree.
I know.
And it looks okay now, but it's just every time I do look at it, I'm like, you failed me. You failed me in my time of need. Stacey, I hate you.
Stacey, I hate to break this to you. It's a tree.
I know.
And it's not even a real tree. Oh, so
trust me, it does not look like a real tree.
We could say, hey, this tree has feelings. No, it doesn't. It's a phony tree. It's got no soul. It is dead inside, literally. So, yeah, just chuck it. Honestly, weren't you saying last week, though, that you don't like real Christmas trees?
I find real Christmas trees messy, and I love a good artificial tree. It's just that I don't have a good artificial tree.
So, real Christmas trees, not good enough. Fake Christmas trees, not good enough. It seems like it's not the tree that's the problem, Stacey.
Okay.
It's the tree's owner. Let's play some Would You Rather, Stacey.
Yes, please.
Everybody likes Would You Rather, right? It's the best road trip game ever. You just need that one creative person. Well, creative slash weird person to think of all the random would you rathers. Would you rather, Stacey, someone gives you $500 cash right now.
I like it.
No reason. Mm-hmm. It's just a bonus Mobucks situation. It's just $500 cash. Boom. Merry Christmas. Or a popular restaurant in town names a sandwich after you.
Ooh.
The Stacey Cooper.
Do I get to, like, is there a whole write-up and everything where it's like...
You get to pick what the sandwich is. You get to pick the write-up. It's your pictures beside it. And it's not going to be there for like 6 months. It's a staple.
It's a lifetime.
It's on the menu for as long as this place is open. And it's a popular place, remember.
Usually, I am a cash person, but I feel like I would take the sandwich.
You're
in this.
Taking sandwich?
Yes.
I did not expect that.
To be a sandwich legacy?
Yeah.
Come on. That's pretty cool. That doesn't happen very often.
See, I think most people... right off the bat would take the cash. It's Christmas, the economy, right? It's inflation, right. All that stuff, right? You would take the money, boom, you just paid for Christmas. $500, thank you kindly. But then you think about it.
I know.
What are you going to do in January when Christmas is over? You've spent that $500 and you're like, oh no!
You go buy a Stacey Cooper sandwich. That's what you do.
You could have had a legacy, right? But you got selfish with the money. I'm 100% taking the sandwich, but I understand how people would take the money. Some people could care less about that. I just always thought it would be cool to have a sandwich named after
it
you.
It is pretty. Or a pizza.
Something.
I would like a pizza.
Nope, sandwich.
Oh.
Don't mess with the game, Stacey.
Wow, sorry.
You know that's a big pet peeve with me, when people just take the Would You Rather game and add their own answers to it. Oh, I'll take pizza, though. That's not the question I asked, now was it? No! It wasn't. $500 or a sandwich named after you. What would you rather? Text us your answer. 306-938-0963. How much money would you need to take the money over the sandwich? One-time payout.
Yeah, $5,000.
Okay.
What?
$5,000?
Yes!
I'm thinking like $1,000 and then maybe I'd take it.
I don't know.
$5,000. That's your sandwich price, eh?
My legacy sandwich
price. So would you pay $5,000 for a... We'll discuss later.
No.
Would you rather have $500 cash right now or somewhere in town names a sandwich after you? Right now, 65% of people on the Twitter taking the cash.
Hmm.
What is wrong with people?
They clearly don't realize how cool it is to have a sandwich named after yourself.
You could have sandwich immortality and you're going to waste it all for $500.
For a flash in the pan.
Think of the possibilities.
That's like you said, when the money runs out, the money's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But that sandwich is on that menu for life.
I mean, if you're single, you could walk up to other single people. Hey, not a big deal, but I have a sandwich named after me. Boom! You got a date!
Ladies galore.
Who doesn't want to name the guy who gets a sandwich named after him? I don't know. I didn't think it would be so cool. Anyway, what would you rather? 938-0963, call or text us.
I just wanted to let you know, Clayton, that there are about 1.2 million vehicles registered in Saskatchewan. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
56,000 people of those vehicles have personalized license plates.
No, that's way too many.
It is true.
56,000 license plates?
56,000 personalized license plates in the province.
I thought it'd be like 104.
104 people.
Total. Honestly, I never see them. I see them every once in a while, but there aren't that many in Saskatoon.
I have a thing. I always look at people's license plates, and I remember, like, yours, you're the Greg Kinn band.
Because it's KYN at the end, yeah.
My parents, the end of theirs was always NDL, so I thought of Noodle. I just like to do that. It's stupid. So when I see a personalized one, I'm always like, ooh, I want to figure this out, because sometimes, you know, it's like the bumper stumper game where you try and figure out the little condensed message.
Some people's are tough.
Some people's make no sense, which infuriates me. But listen to this. I heard somebody refer to personalized license plates on their vehicle like a tattoo for their car.
Oh, that's a great
way of
putting it.
And I was like, okay, that makes more sense. Because how many times have you seen a tattoo on a person and you're like, what's that? I don't get it.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, here's the thing. Back when I was 19, I went to Vegas and I got a Pilsner bunny tattooed on my ankle.
And then,
right?
Much like your custom license plate, afterwards, people are like, oh.
That's cool.
Neat.
Glad you paid money for that.
See, some custom license plates, like, it's rare, but they're good. It's really tough to have a good custom license plate.
The U David?
Yeah.
Still my favorite.
U David is good.
Yeah.
U David is good. I know those people. Shout out John Fraser's
I know.
Lacey. Beauty. But, like, the ones that are already about the car.
Old.
I see a lot of Jeeps with like something Jeep related on the license
Jeep
plate.
Girl.
Guys, we know you drive a Jeep.
Or
we
the
can
ones,
see it.
If they're driving a Lexus RX 300 and they have like RX 300 on the plate, why would you waste your money?
You've seen a couple of these ones, the rich fancy cars are like, are you jealous or something like that?
I saw one, the guy, it was you wish. I was like, actually, no, I don't.
That guy must be so nice at parties.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Don't get cocky with your custom license plate, okay? If I ever got one, it's just to make you laugh or to mess with you. Like, because you're sitting there behind the car and you're like, what does that say? I just put a bunch of random letters on there. Let people try and figure it out. Why not?
Just confuse them. I don't know why I needed this spelled out, but it's basically true now. When it comes to delivery services like Skip the Dishes, Uber Eats, that sort of thing, drivers pick and choose their trips based on the tips.
Because they can do that. They can pick which orders they want to pick up, and all their info is there. They can see
how far they have to drive.
Exactly.
How many bags they're going to have to carry. How big the tip is. And they say that it absolutely 100% decides how they choose their trips and how fast the food gets to you.
My brother delivered pizzas when he was in university, and he said the game has just changed so much. So much. Before, it was just luck of the draw. Randomly pick up this pizza, go wherever they tell you to go.
Yeah.
Hope they tip you well. Now, with Uber Eats, Skip the Dishes, all that stuff, no, the driver's in control. They have the phone, they have the map, they get these notifications, they can pick them if they want to.
I do have to say, it's bizarre to me and kind of frustrating that you tip the driver before you receive your service/food.
Right.
So, like, if you do get your food and it's been tipped over in the car and it's spilt out everywhere, you've already tipped the guy. And yeah, you can leave him a thumbs down, but who cares?
That guy doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He already has your $10. He doesn't care about the thumb down. That's the thing. The tip should come afterwards for a job well done.
Yeah.
It shouldn't come beforehand as like a bribe for you to do your job.
But that's almost what it is now. And some people are even on purpose, if they want their food like right away, really quick, tipping huge, because that driver's going to be like, oh, I'm on that one.
Oh, must be nice. Must be nice to have that extra tip money.
Right.
In this economy? Have you seen the inflation? Here's the thing. When the shoe is on the other foot, I can totally get why the delivery drivers do this, right?
Because they make $2 to $3 per job.
People are going to get angry at delivery drivers for this, and I get that. If the shoe was on the other foot, would you not do the exact same thing?
Well, absolutely.
Oh, no. I have to live up to the badge of the delivery driver, the code of the delivery No.
It's all, people are
you're
doing
in it
this for the money.
You're in it for the money,
exactly.
Right? You're not in it for the pride of the job. Like, you're in it for the money. So why not take the bigger tip? Like, that's the thing. People don't play that if the shoe was on the other foot game enough. They'll sit there and judge that person.
Yep.
But if they were in their shoes, they would do the exact same thing.
Exactly.
Oh, how dare I? I'm not going to take more money.
Yeah, no. You would.
The whole tipping before thing, though, that is so greasy.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is so greasy. It's almost as if these Uber drivers or Skip the Dishes drivers are just like sitting there in their car like, all right, who is the highest bidder?
Yeah.
Who is worth my time? And it's like, man.
Please don't spill my pizza.
I just want a pizza. That's all I want. There is a solution, Stacey. Go pick up your food.
I know.
Or cook at home. There are other solutions.
We got McDonald's at home.
Again, there are other solutions to this. If you don't like this, there are solutions.
But when you're hungover,
they're not great solutions.
On a Sunday morning, and all you want is some McDonald's.
Oh, I'm paying $25 on that tip. Oh, yeah. We have a theory here on the show. Everything that was old will be cool again. Everything that was once awesome in the 80s, oh, it's coming up to be big-time popular again. Case in point, the cassette tape. Cassette tape sales were up this year, Stacey.
Tell me.
Believe it or not.
Really?
You read that headline, you're like, wow, cassette sales are up. Oh, they're coming back.
You mean they're still selling? Like, yeah. There are sales that increase?
Yeah, sales went from 728 to 804. So okay. Good for them.
No, wow. No,
those are made up numbers. But still, you see sales are up and it could be like, well, they could have sold four more and technically right. They're up. Like, who's buying cassettes? You still see people buying vinyl all
absolutely.
The time. Vinyl is super popular. Still a bunch of vinyl stores out there. Even people with CDs, they're still really attached to CDs. I don't know a cassette person out there that's like die hard. Oh man, it just sounds different on cassette, man.
Have you heard Bohemian Rhapsody on
right?
cassette?
Because
here's the thing, cassettes don't age well.
No, they do not.
Their quality degrades right? as the years go by. And like, I've got tapes.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried, or like, what did I try to play? A VHS tape.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like garbage.
It sucks.
It's the worst.
Same with cassette tapes. The sound after
yeah.
a while, how many times you put it back together with
and
the pencil.
And the little actual tape itself.
Yeah,
like,
it gets worn out.
It wears out.
And the rewound sound. Blah.
We're really
yeah.
selling this.
It's not great, right? So then why are sales up again? Because people love old stuff. They
yeah.
love nostalgia.
Yeah.
They love, I just physically miss holding music. Because
yeah.
in today's age, it's all about the Apple Music, the Spotify, all that stuff, right? You just don't get to hold a new album anymore.
Now you scroll your music.
And like, that's the thing. With cassettes, with CDs, with vinyl, it was like a piece of art when done correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone had the vinyl collection of milk crates, whatever. But even that kind of looked cool.
Yeah.
But like, cassettes. Remember the shelves that cassettes used to have? Like, if you really had an awesome cassette collection,
mm-hmm.
hundreds together, they're all lined up, nice and organized. That looked good in your basement, looked good in your garage.
Yeah.
Same with the CD towers. Your husband still has one, right?
You know what you do? You print off your playlist,
mm-hmm.
and you hang it on the wall. In a nice frame.
That's even worse.
There's the art for now. Right?
I just wish.
That's the only option.
Like, I just wish, like, remember when, like, cassettes and CDs, they had the little pamphlets inside and everything?
Oh, yeah.
I miss that.
It was an experience.
It was an experience having it and holding it. And
yeah.
even the burnt CDs and the big binder of CDs in your car
that
was under the front seat.
Sound.
I miss that. I miss just the physicality of music, having it, seeing
yeah.
it, the art, holding it. Now it's just a file. I don't know.
When are 8-tracks?
Maybe that's why cassettes are. Big though, people are over the fact that they can't hold their music or see their music.
Yeah,
they're just like, hey, we'll take anything, we'll take anything, even cassettes. It's time for another one of my world famous impressions, Stacey. Here is my impression of every parent in Saskatoon yesterday
mm-hmm.
at around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, trying to register their kids on Saskatoon's website for their winter leisure
oh
programs.
Oh my God.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. What the? What a stupid. What the? What did the.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
And scene. The site crashed. Classic. It's almost as if they should spread this out over a few days because there's a lot of internet traffic on the 1 hour it's available.
Or, I don't know, maybe offer more spots.
Something.
I don't know how that works, but clearly there's a imbalance here.
Clearly the system sucks because it crashed for everyone. We got my son into some swimming lessons yesterday, but my sister was not so lucky, losing it when we called her. And then you scramble, you get friends to help you out, you get kicked out of the spot in line, then it won't let you back on the site.
I tried this with Fiona,
yeah.
was it last fall? And I was instantly defeated.
Yeah.
Like, instantly.
Oh.
I was sitting there waiting for the 10 o'clock or whatever
uh-huh.
it was. And as soon as I logged on, I clicked. It wasn't exactly user-friendly,
yeah.
I have to say. There was a lot of clicking involved and reading,
mm-hmm.
panicked reading. And maybe I chose the wrong pool. Maybe I chose a pool in Dalmany. I don't know.
The website.
And then all of a sudden, it was like, sorry, no options available.
Yeah. The website to register your kids for leisure activities, it's like the Harlem Globetrotters. It's undefeated. It's undefeated. It always wins.
It
always
does.
Wins in the end, right? It's just, it's such a frustrating thing. It felt like a battle. It felt like a
honestly.
War. That's what it felt like, right? Like, you're almost expecting one of those old-time war letters from the basement, right? You know, like in movies like The Patriot,
yeah.
there's all that war sound going on in the background. Dearest family. It's been 17 minutes since I logged on and still no success signing up for swimming lessons. I will try and write back to you later, but I am tired. My fingers are weak from hitting the refresh button over and over again. I've seen many of my combatants lose the battle, get frustrated, close the program altogether, but I will keep fighting for our family. Post haste! With love. I don't know.
Post haste.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of old-timey war words.
Fortnite.
Come hither! Fortnite! Cannonball fodder and other stuff. More of the story. It sucked signing up for that.
We did a Would You Rather earlier. Mm-hmm. Here's a Is It Normal? Is it normal to put butter on your peanut butter sandwich?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich or just peanut butter?
Peanut butter anything sandwich. Okay. Doesn't matter. Peanut butter by itself, which is weird. Why would you? You have to put something.
Just peanut butter and butter. That seems like butter overkill, first of all. It's like there's already butter in the peanut butter.
Well, there really is not butter in peanut butter. Well, it's literally just smushed up peanuts. But regardless, the richness, and it can be margarine or butter. It doesn't have to be butter.
Oh, easy now.
No, because growing up, we didn't eat butter.
Here come the butter people over the text line. Margarine's awful for you.
I'm a butter person, but I'm just saying, like, whether your family uses butter or margarine, why do you put that on beforehand? My cousin, growing up, butter on a hot dog bun.
Oh, some butter people take it to, like, the next extreme. They're putting butter on everything. They're putting butter on Skittles. They're putting butter on just everything they
eat.
My
uncle loves butter, and when he makes a grilled cheese sandwich, he butters both sides of the bread. Inside?
Oh.
And outside.
What?
Yeah.
Butter
Why?
Overkill. That's
Why?
Butter overkill right there. Now, butter, I remember back in the 90s, it was like, oh, butter, so bad for you. Gonna clog your arteries.
And eggs,
all of a sudden, butter went through this like transformation. It just rebranded itself into something healthy. Oh, it's all natural.
Yeah.
It's a natural fat. It's good fat. It's PHAT fat. That's what it is. Butter people took that and ran with it.
Absolutely.
They put butter. Oh, butter on your bacon, everybody. Let's go. Right?
The thing is, butter is still like in moderation, absolutely.
It's great.
But buttering both sides of the bread for your grilled cheese.
That's a little overkill, right?
Yeah, gross.
Butter people, though, it's all over. Like, they will butter just any kind. If it's flat,
they will
butter it.
I also have a problem. Like, when you watch somebody, like, at a restaurant, if they butter your toast and they leave, like, a glob in the corner and let it melt in one spot. I can't handle that.
That's the money corner.
Ugh.
You save that corner for last, and it's just like a river of butter going down your throat.
I like even distribution of condiments, sauces, in general. I can't handle when there's too much of something.
Wow, you're so picky over here.
I am.
You're that person at the restaurant. Excuse me.
Remember?
Excuse me.
You did not
spread my butter on my toast properly.
Oh, no. I'll spread it myself. Please. I'm not a diva. But I will say,
please.
I'm not picky. I'm just particular. Okay? There's a difference.
I'm not a diva, but if the butter is not spread on my toast properly, I will send it back.
No, I'll never send it back. I'll just judge them from afar. We were just talking a few minutes ago about, is it normal or not to, like, butter a peanut butter sandwich?
To butter everything.
Or butter everything.
Butter people are buttering everything. Burger buns, hot dog buns, both sides of the grilled cheese.
I do have to say a garlic buttered bun toasted on the barbecue.
See?
But toasted.
Garlic changes it all.
Yeah.
You can put garlic butter on anything. That's just like, it's like a cheat code for food. Makes everything fancy.
It does.
See, just butter, though, that's weird how it's such a difference. Garlic butter, ooh, fancy treat.
Tra-la-la.
Just butter, ooh.
But here's the thing. What about the mayo people? Because mayo is like butter's close second cousin, right?
But is it?
Because they're both creamy and delicious.
Yes. But are they from, like, the same kind of family? Like, you know how they say, never see how your food gets made. That'll ruin it, right? I think mayo's the opposite.
Did you just find out it was made from eggs?
Well, no. Not just now, but recently.
Okay.
But I did mayo before. I thought it was just some mystery condiment. That it was just, like, bleh.
This white stuff.
But no, it's just oil, egg, and vinegar. Maybe a little bit of mustard in there. And that's
delicious.
It. And blend it up. And you see it get made in front of your very eyes. And you're like, that's mayo?
Yeah, see?
Like, freshly made mayo when it's not jiggling in that giant jug.
Oh, that sound when your knife goes in?
Oh, my goodness. It's actually delightful when you see homemade mayo.
Because, you know, have you done mayo on the outside of a grilled cheese sandwich?
Stacey.
And then press it. No, let me finish.
Stacey, I've done everything with a grilled cheese sandwich. Wow, that sounded
gross.
Extremely gross.
And then press it with some, like, Parmesan cheese and then make your grilled cheese.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Again, Stacey.
Okay, but you're also new to the mayonnaise game.
Yeah, I know.
So welcome.
But I remember the first time I saw that, put mayo instead of margarine or butter on your grilled cheese. Oh my goodness, it's a game changer. I know the butter people are going to hate me for this one, but I will say, margarine tastes better on a grilled cheese.
You're crazy.
Than butter.
You're crazy.
Fight me.
I will
fight
you.
Come down.
I will punch you right in the
neck. We're across the street from Midtown.
Destination. Take it away, Clayton. Mouthful of cookies. Wow, what a professional.
96.3 Cruise FM. It's those dad's oatmeal cookies. They're dry.
Well, you
They're
also
dry.
Took a bite about 13 seconds ago, which doesn't help.
That song has like three different endings. I thought it was the second one. I thought I had time. This isn't my fault. You do this all the time, and the one time I do it...
Now I get to, you know, turn the tables.
Unbelievable.
We were chatting earlier about personalized license plates and how here in Saskatchewan there are 56,000 of them. There are 1.3-ish million registered vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
56,000 are personalized plates. It's less than 5%.
High.
I know.
It seems high.
It seems very high to me. And yet, I feel like I see them all the time now. I don't know if it's starting to be like a thing, but what people are actually doing is buying plates before they even get vehicles.
Why?
Because they want to secure the message, whether it be their last name, maybe something is trending. Like, let's say back in time when Schitt's Creek was so popular, someone loved you, David,
and they got
but
it.
They didn't have a car or something. They just bought it. You can buy a personalized license plate. It doesn't have to be on a vehicle.
Kind of like a domain name for a website.
Exactly.
You can buy one for future consideration.
So listen to this.
What?
My dad bought a vehicle back in 1987. It was a 52 Chevy pickup that he wanted to restore. Fast forward, he finally got it done about, I'd say, 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But leading up to that, he wanted the license plate to say low fat. And the fat...
Classic Abe.
The style of the vehicle is apparently like, I forget what it is, but it's got like really bulbous fenders and stuff. And it's a lowered vehicle. So low fat made sense. And he would phone SGI and check all the time. Be like, oh, I just want to check and see if low fat is still available. And they were always like, yes, it is. Who wants to drive around on a normal like Ford Tempo with low fat on there?
Me.
But my dad finally purchased it. God bless him. And now has low fat as his license plate for his classic truck, which is pretty cool.
You know that the SGI people nicknamed your dad Low Fat Guy.
Probably.
Because he probably called in every 4 months and they're on the phone. Yeah, let me check, Abe. It's Low Fat Guy. Is Low Fat still available? I know it is, but I got to check.
What a
surprise. Check for this case. Calling again. Yeah, Abe, no problem. It's still there for you, buddy. All right, talk to you in a couple months, big guy. See you later.
Yeah.
Low fat. That's
I know, it's
adorable.
So cute.
If you got a custom license plate, let us know. 938-0963. I don't know what I'd get on mine.
I don't say, like, when we were talking earlier, people said it's almost like a tattoo for your vehicle, right? So it's really personal. I have no idea.
Oh, much like those barbed wire bicep tattoos. A lot of those custom license plates.
Dumb.
Regrettable.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.